98% of adults in this country are decent, hard-working, honest Americans. It's the other 2% who get all the publicity. This is Dr. Herbert Albarly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. 98% of adults in this country are decent, hard-working, honest Americans. It's the other 2% who get all the publicity. That's the way it usually goes, isn't it? The people who get all the publicity are the people who are the exception. The people who are looking for free handouts, the people who are looking for someone else to take care of them, someone else to bless their life and give them something special. However, if we consider where are 98% of the adults in this country, they are wonderful people. They are people who care about this country, who love this country, who are hardworking and honest Americans, who think that working for a living and achieving their goals through action and through work is a very notable, positive, wonderful thing. Think about it. Think about it. It's these 98% of the people in this country who are supporting all of the other things that go on in this world, who support all of the things that go on relative to the welfare programs, who support everything that goes on relative to the maintenance of our nation, our fire police and our highways and hospitals and all the things that are beneficial for a very small majority. However, these hardworking Americans would not want to do anything less. They feel this is a wonderful goal and a wonderful gift that they're giving to their country, and they want to give it with all their heart and all their soul and all their being. They do this not because they are supposed to or not because they are told to do it. They do it because in their heart, this gives them a feeling of achievement. It gives them a feeling of accomplishing something that is worthwhile, and it makes them feel good inside. Do you feel good inside when you do your work? Do you feel good inside when you put your causes into motion to accomplish the things that make your life rewarding and wonderful? You bet you do. You bet you do. This is what it's all about. We feel good with all these things that make our life rewarding and fulfilling and sort of a very special, wonderful thing. We feel very good about it. Think about it. The 2% are the ones who get in prison, the ones who get in trouble with the law, the ones who seek out beneficial things. Look at the unemployment. There is a good indication. What is the unemployment in the United States? The unemployment is 2, 3, 5% or less or more, but it's way down there. Of the 100% of the American people, how many are without a job? How many do not have employment that takes care of their everyday needs? Very small percentage. Very small. Think of these things. Think of these things when you're being an absolute philosopher and you're thinking about what the values of life really are. What are the values of life? Are the values of life to have someone else take care of you? Are the values of life to have someone else tell you how to live your life? Are the values of life having someone else open the doorway to you to show you where the values are in life for you? What are the values of life? Think about that. A lot of people have no idea what their values in life are because they just take it for granted. They just take it for granted that this is the way things are and this is the way things should be and this is what they're going to experience. Now, that's okay. That's perfectly okay. But is it the way you want to live? You see, we all can live our life in very meaningful ways. We can all live our life in very positive, beautiful ways. But are these positive, beautiful ways, ways that are loving for us, ways that are fulfilling for us, ways that make us feel good about ourselves? Quite likely not. Quite likely not. Because we listen to the claptrap of the small majority who want to have us take care of them. And we believe that that is the way it should be. Now, we always say, there but for the grace of God go I, when a person has a problem, and a person has a need or something. But think about it. The percent of unemployed people in the United States is nominal. The percent of unemployed people in the various countries of the world also is nominal. Oh, in some countries, the unemployment rate is much, much, much higher. But that's because the country is going through all sorts of problems and it is finding itself. When we look at ourselves and we realize that the desires we have for somebody to give us something free, how often do you think of winning the sweepstakes? How often do you think of wishing that you could get some great prize or wishing that you could get some great income from something that you had did nothing to accomplish it? How often do you think that? Not very often. More often you think, I'm going to put the cause in motion. I'm going to think these beautiful thoughts and bring about this beautiful world for myself. I'm going to be in charge of myself. Not only I'm going to be, I am. I am in charge of myself. I am in charge of my thoughts. I am in charge of my world. I am in charge of every single thing that I do. Now, think about it. In this world, only a small majority of the people, majority, only a small percentage of the people, that's a much better word than majority, a small percentage of the people are in need and in want. And it's okay. It's okay. I am not opposed to helping these people, being a blessing to these people, working with these people, giving them of my largesse, of the wonderful things that I've been able to get through working for a living. I don't mind that. But I do mind when we think that the majority of the people are on the dole. The majority of the people are needing welfare. Because the majority do not. The majority of the people are responsible people who take care of their needs and who look after their needs and who live a very wonderful, responsible life. Truly, truly, think about it. The majority of the people in the world are responsible people. And when you come to that realization, then you realize that the majority of the people in the world, if you will, the greatest percentage of the people in the world, are people who put causes in motion to bring about wonderful things they bring about. Do you think that the space wars, do you think that the space travel, do you think that the experiences that we have with the new telephones and the wireless programs and the internet and all of these things come about because we're asking for something free? Hardly. This is coming about because people are interested in investing in something that is exciting and unique. This is what the absolute philosopher would think about. He would think that the people of the world are interested in having the finest and the best and the most wonderful experiences that they could possibly have. And really, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And when we, as thinking people, when we, as philosophers, begin to put a cause in motion for this philosophy that is tremendously important to us, then indeed magic things take place. Think about it. Think about it. The magic things take place when we put causes in motion. Not because we want the government to do it for us. We are the government, not because we want the rest of the world to feed our faces. Oh, we can do that far better than they. We feel much better when we go in and buy our own restaurant food or we buy our own groceries at the grocery store rather than getting it for free. How many people win a basket full of groceries? Very few. How many people win various things? Very few. How many people are on welfare? Very few. Only those who do not have a job. Only those who are unemployed. Only those who have had a problem of one kind or another. As reasonable and noble as that problem may be, it's a small number of people. It's a small percentage. So let's be careful as we make categorical comments about our life and our world, saying that, oh, everybody's doing it, and this is a big problem, and this is something we should all watch out for. No. What we should watch out for is that every word we speak, every thought we think, and every action we do is in line with who we believe we are. And if we believe that we are divine, if we believe that we are great and good and beautiful, if we believe indeed that we are God, then we have a great responsibility to only think beautiful, positive, dynamic thoughts, only do beautiful, positive, dynamic deeds, only speak beautiful, positive, dynamic words. Yes, we have that responsibility. And that responsibility is one you and I take as we call ourselves the Absolute Philosopher, because we are thinking the thoughts of the infinite in the relative and expressing it on the divine. Have a wonderful day. You're great, and I love you very much. I see each one of us experiencing, well, everything is good and beautiful, even that 2% who get all the publicity. I see them getting the publicity for being fine, wonderful, dynamic, powerful, glorious people. Right? Right. I love you. I love you. I love you.